You're listening to SBS News.
As President Trump has said in his words, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. And so we will.
That is United States Vice President Mike Pence stating clearly the Trump administration's intentions for space, nothing less than total domination. Following on from President Donald Trump's announcement in June, Mr. Pence has disclosed further elements of the plan to establish a United States Space Force by 2020. He says it would look after a range of space-based capabilities, from maintaining satellites that form part of the global positioning system to sensors that track missile launches. The plan would need approval from Congress, but Mr. Pence says it's time to prepare for the challenges of what he calls the next battlefield.
Today, other nations are seeking to disrupt our space-based systems and challenge American supremacy in space as never before. For many years, nations from Russia and China to North Korea and Iran have pursued weapons to jam, blind, and disable our navigation and communication satellites via electronic attacks from the ground. But recently, our adversaries have been working to bring new weapons of war into space itself.
A U.S. Department of Defense report has laid out the steps to create the service. They include forming a U.S. Space Command, similar to the structures overseeing U.S. troops around the world, and creating an Assistant Secretary of Defense for Space position. An increased dependence on satellites, providing communications, navigation, and intelligence services to numerous industries, has intensified fears around their vulnerability. Earlier this year, U.S. intelligence agencies reported both Russia and China were looking at developing anti-satellite weapons. The United States is a member of the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, which prohibits stationing weapons of mass destruction in space and limits use of the moon and other celestial bodies to peaceful purposes. But U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who previously opposed plans to launch the force, has now endorsed it, saying space is turning into what he calls a contested war-fighting domain. He says the current thinking on space needs to change.
It's on par with the air, land, sea, and cyberspace domains in terms of it being contested. And it's now a domain in which we must be equally prepared as all of those other domains. It's no longer a new domain, it's a domain. And we've got to be able to compete, to deter, and to win.
But the plan has come under continuing criticism. Several U.S. politicians have said creating the extra bureaucracy would be expensive and unnecessary, with the Air Force already responsible for several areas it would take over. On Twitter, Democrat Senator Brian Schatz has called Space Force a silly but dangerous idea, and his colleague Bill Nelson says it could rip the Air Force apart. Former U.S. astronaut Clayton Anderson has told Fox News, paths to greater cooperation should always be sought out, and war should only be a last resort.
If this idea brings more bureaucracy, then I'd have to look at it very, very carefully. But I think there's probably a way to bring it with less, so we'll just have to see. And, you know, another alternative that we can use as part of this development is if we're flying with Russian cosmonauts and we can find a way to fly with Russian or Chinese taikonauts,
right,
the odds of us fighting on the Earth or in space when we're working together in space is lessened. So that would be something I'd certainly investigate.
President Trump isn't going slowly, though. His 2020 re-election campaign has already sent out an email asking supporters to choose their preferred Space Force logo. Mike Pence says the United States intends to maintain its place as what he frames as the global peacekeeper, even from space.
America will always seek peace in space as on the Earth, but history proves that peace only comes through strength. And in the realm of outer space, the United States Space Force will be that strength in the years ahead.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.